I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
The roots of samba dance music come from the Bahia province in eastern Brazil, beginning in the early 1800s, when the soul of samba evolved from a fusion of the traditional Bantu music from Central and Southern Africa and sacred ceremonial events that traveled to Brazil with those enslaved from the Congo and Angola. The sound was also shaped by European music of the Portuguese colonist, along with modest musical influences by the indigenous Indian people of Brazil. In 1888, the abolishment of slavery in Brazil freed many of its enslaved citizens. They, in short form, migrated from the northeastern state of Bahia to Rio de Janeiro, wherein the urban settings helped to establish the essential foundation for the samba that would, some 60 years later, reveal itself to the opening arms of the world. Samba is a prevalent dance form, whose iconic sound featuring various drums, woodblocks, tambourines, flutes, horns, rattles, and whistles, with even more drums, including the unmistakable pandeiro. It's a hand drum linked to the musical landscape of Brazil. There are two distinctive roads that samba music travels on. One is the samba de herdeiro, samba of the street, featuring many percussion instruments unique to carnival time. The other is samba canção, a samba song form representing a marriage of street samba and traditional songs rendered in Portuguese. A 1917 recording of the samba song Pelo Telefo, on the phone, helped establish the style's place in Afro-Brazilian music genres. Samba remains an iconic symbol of Brazilian national identity in celebration of the country's African heritage, diversity, and musical richness. The soulful sensation of the samba as a carnival street dance, a ballroom competition dance, wedded to modern jazz, or as a backdrop to what could be your next workout, continues to garner global fandom. And yes, the samba is usually performed in little more than a splash of sequins and feathers, but without exception, presented with a dose of confidence, conviction, and a love of Brazilian culture. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.